I was in the utilities department for the blast furnace area. It's iron making.
Describe that a bit more for those who may not be familiar.
Well, utilities is what generates your wind and your powers for your furnaces to keep the furnaces running. I mean, it's just the support for the furnaces.
In 08, 09, you were more upbeat or had more of a positive inkling about the overall outcome compared to now?
It seemed like action came quicker. We've been kind of barking about this for a while. It's been some time. Let's make movement. And we wait until everybody's hurting. And then, a lot of people are laid off. And then they start making. And it seems like our government kind of says, okay, now we're going to start seeing what we can do for you. We've been told you have to show hurt before they'll step in. If you look at the Trade Act back in the early 70s, I don't know what year exactly, that was implemented for this to stop these things from happening. But for some reason, it's just not enforced. And here we're repeating ourselves again from 08 and 09.
Are you hopeful that things will get back online in Granite City?
I have a lot of hope that it will. I mean, I really hope, but you gotta cover your bases. You still got to be looking because you just don't know for sure. I mean, Granite City Steel's been there over 100 years. It's always been a good place. It's always seemed to be the good moneymaker, and you just hope that never ends.
What have the last few months been like for you?
You start watching your money, obviously, and got to stay home more. You're talking to your other coworkers. What do you know? What do you hear? And it's always, nobody really knows. But yeah, that's my, your feelings are, you have a little bit of uncertainty, but you want to keep the hope that it's going to turn around.
Are there any other places you've had to cut back?
I just don't spend the money. We don't go out to eat. I mean, that's just something you don't want to be doing. And the money's there, but you got to watch what you're doing. Later on, things might get tighter.
Do you have any kids?
20-year-old and a 21-year-old. But that helps out that they're older. That makes a difference. They got jobs, we got to help them out on certain things. But you got to think about the younger people, the younger guys that hired in, only had 3 or 4 years, got kids now. Some of them still haven't found the work, and their benefits have went out. Their insurance is over. I mean, I'm still good for mine for the many years I've had in the plant.
How tough is it out there to find something else?
I've been in that same trade, but it's a pipe fitter. It was my original trade, a journeyman pipe fitter. But you're doing the same thing all the time. You know those areas. You know those machineries, those things that break down. So you know where you got to be. So you're sticking yourself to certain parts of that trade. And then when you open out into the real world, I mean, there's going to be different things out there that you're not used to. Even though you're certified in that trade, not everything's going to be the same. And I'm seeing a lot of my trade now is asking, we call ourselves mechanical maintenance. They're asking for electrical. That's something in the field I don't have. So now you got to look for, they're out there, but they're hard to find.
So is an option for you to go back and get that training that you may not have so you are more attractive?
Yes, and actually I went to the trade benefits through the state of Illinois, and they do have a lot of good options out there, a lot of benefits that we can take advantage of because the state was able to hold money for us for this because it was unfair trade.
Are you frustrated, angry, concerned, hopeful? How do you describe your emotions going through this?
It is frustrating, I guess.
Were we caught flat-footed? Did we not see this coming?
They've been barking about it for a while. It really has been said. I don't know if it's 8 months, 10 months, a year ago. They're saying, hey, we're really getting hit here hard.
Is there a history of steelworkers in your family?
Actually, yes. Both my grandfathers were at the Alton, which is Alton Steel now, which is Laclede Steel. My dad retired there also. So, yeah, I guess it was. I mean, it's a smaller division, smaller type of steel industry, but same stuff.
Can you give me a sense of the overall mood in the area, especially among some of your coworkers?
I think it's very mixed, very mixed. Some stay very positive. No, this place will never shut down. It'll keep running. Others have their ideas. I mean, I'm in between. I'm on the line. And you hear a lot of them are positive, but others will be negative, thinking they don't see it happening. So it's really mixed.
What do you see as a best case scenario for you once this all plays out?
If it starts up, it would be great. I mean, but are they going to run both furnaces? That's huge, too, because they've been running on one furnace because there is just the orders, demands haven't been there for us. When you're running both furnaces, you're running full capacity. That would be a great thing. Can that last another 15 years? I hope so. Hopefully they got this taken care of as far as the trades. It won't come back on us again. If it doesn't come through, I could probably pick myself back up. I'm going to have to go to school. I've got to get that going. I got to change my career as possibly, not all the way, but add some things to it. And hopefully it'll be better that way too.